Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Taro, and I'm a Senior Technical Product Manager with Cloud and Enterprise Data Division. Today, we are here to talk about how to evolve SQL workloads from software to SaaS using an immersion platform, which is a hands-on lab environment. So I'm going to take you through quite a few experiences here, talk about what a SaaS application looks like, and then take you through this hands-on lab experience, which we have built for you, where you have all the pre-configured labs hosted out of Azure. Okay. Let's have a quick look at what is immersion. Immersion gives you hands-on experience from a web page where you can just go and request in-person virtual classes or self-paced labs for your learning. It'll give you a deep dive into some of the Azure services, Azure Data Services, SQL Server, and a lot more. There's enterprise mobility and et cetera, et cetera. From a hands-on lab perspective, we have evolved the immersion program from last 3 years to something more agile, using the Azure technologies, something where developers can learn about Azure build applications and do a lot more without having any sort of friction to kind of create subscriptions or buying subscriptions at the moment. So you can really get to know what Azure looks like using Immersion platform or Microsoft.com hands-on labs platform. I'm going to show you a quick experience how it looks like on the web page. And that's on the screen as you're seeing the slide. It talks about this new customer portal and how you get the email, which generates all your IDs. You can just log into Azure, use the same ID for logging into Visual Studio. All the integration works behind the scene. And you get a virtual machine with all the client tools for you to do the testing, right? But intentionally, the idea is to also show you how we can evolve our SQL workloads from software to SaaS. So that's the two things we're going to solve in this particular session. One, how to get access to this hands-on lab environment. And second, a very interesting scenario of workloads movement to SaaS. Okay, a quick demo on Microsoft.com hands-on labs. That's where you're going to land most of the times to kind of go and do your hands-on lab experiences. As you can see, I'm already on the Microsoft hands-on lab page. I could just go here. And once I'm here, I can log in, as a Microsoft employee or a partner or a customer, there's numerous options I have. So when I click on sign in, it should just take me to this page, right? As you could see, right? For me, I will just log in as a Microsoft employee, and then eventually I can book sessions where I can go deliver in-person sessions and whatnot. Like for this particular session I'm presenting to you, I already have a session developed or deployed for you guys, right? And I can request a number of credentials for Azure. And each student or user gets his own resource group to play with this environment, which is pretty interesting, right? Generally, what you get in an email is the tiny URL like this. This tiny URL will take you to the Welcome to Hands-on Lab experience. And then once you just provide, I'm new here and I need the credentials, it'll give you these credentials upfront. These are already pre-deployed, as I mentioned, right? And then basically, you just click on Open Your Connection File, and that's it. You're pretty much into the virtual machine where all the tool sets are. Okay, but as I said, you could request virtual classes, self-paced labs, or if you're planning to deliver this to your customers as a partner or as a developer, you can just go and request a facilitator session, and you can prepare for the session and then go and present it further to your customers. It's a pretty interesting environment to have. And especially for this session, we're going to talk about data for development, which is one of the specific sessions you would see when you book a session using Microsoft.com hands-on lab site. Right, you would land up seeing some of these experiences. Like the first experience is all about SQL Server 2016 for developers. Those features are already there on your screen. Those are the scenarios, and each scenario is basically a lab in itself. Similarly, experience two, where we take an application, and especially for experience one and two, we have an application, a demo application, we should call it. It's called My Expenses, and then you kind of build all the advanced features into this application, and then re-architect that same application for cloud using Azure Data Services. Experience three, which is what we're going to talk about today and show you some part of the lab itself as a demo, is all about evolving your SQL workloads from software to SaaS, where we move the workloads from on-prem SQL to Azure SQL database and use the rich feature sets we have available in SQL DB, like Elastic Pools, Elastic Jobs, which helps your SaaS patterns to kind of manage all the resource utilization across the number of tenants you host in a specific SaaS application. And then experience four is all about modernizing the same application. So we are in experience three and four, we're doing or creating an application called AdventureWorks Bikes. It's all about a bike selling platform, which is SaaS based. and then eventually multiple tenants and comes and hosts their own bike selling applications there, right? And as you can see in Experience 4, we modernized that same application using DocumentDB, Data Lake, Data Warehouse, and also bring in a Power BI and rest of the other features. And also as a search, as a catalog to run on top of the DocDB catalog where all the data and specifications of the bikes are stored. For this session, as I said, we're going to concentrate on evolving SQL workloads from software to SaaS. So let's have a look at the scenario first. As you could see, AdventureWorks Bikes is basically an e-commerce platform which is hosting multiple tenants as part of the whole SaaS program they're running, right? So there's a lot of ambiguity there. You know, you can have unpredictable load coming in, and there could be performance security issues, which AdventureWorks Bikes needs to go manage as a platform. How do we go solve that without even adding more user intervention, right? We call Azure SQL Database as the intelligent database in the cloud. The reasons being, it will recommend you indexes. It'll recommend you, you know, whether queries are running slow or not. It'll recommend you whether you should add a database to a pool if it thinks that adding into a pool reduce your cost, but also increase your performance. There's a lot of variety of features which is available to you in Azure SQL Database. And the best part is it's completely managed and super fast in terms of performance, and the security compliance is at all-time high. All right, now as we come here, I just want to quickly show you the architecture. This is what the architecture looks like. It's based on Entity Framework REST services. And this shows the complete architecture across the platform we're building or the application itself. So it does have the rest of the features we are talking about in the Experience 4 as well. But what we're focusing on here is the multi-tenant applications, the SaaS platform, and we're going to see some of the aspects of the SaaS platform today. The first challenge while, you know, AdventureWorks Bikes are building their solutions is more about unpredictable load and how do you manage, you know, similar schema across different databases, right? So let's say if there is an index you need to kind of go and add. Now you have thousands of databases. How do you do that? So, you know, you can manage that all with the help of Elastic Jobs. And then that's the sort of problem they're facing. And then the solution is all about how we manage that unpredictable load with the help of something called as Elastic Pools. Or even if it's just one single database, you're playing with that. You could also do vertical scaling, like move between tiers. Basic to standard or standard to premium, and you can also move down or scale down. So it's like pretty much inbuilt into the ecosystem of Azure SQL Database. So you just about a click and you're there, right? So you could see the solution to that problem is Elastic Database Pools and how Elastic Database Jobs can manage, you know, multiple tenants across that Elastic Pool to kind of run similar queries against it. This complete immersion platform is all about, when we build these scenarios, it's all about a challenge and then how we solve the challenge with the solution, right? So if you see here, we will have a hands-on lab after that, and we're going to show you that demo in a moment's time. But then let me just quickly walk through the deck a bit more and then just jump into the environment, right? So there's further challenges on security, as we mentioned, and you would see for each challenge there's a solution, which SQL DB as a you know, managed service in the cloud provides you with. All right, so I just want to give you the flow, right? This is exactly how this whole you know, environment or the immersion platform flows in terms of how you manage challenges with some certain solutions available to you with the Azure Data Services. Okay, so just another one. Like you could do threat detection and just stop SQL injection attacks from query performance inside. You can delve deep into the query performance and see how query performance looks like and just troubleshoot the queries if it's resource optimized, CPU bound, or whatever. And then you also have the index advisors, which kind of recommends if you should have an index which will give you high impact performance benefits, or you should just go and drop an index, you know, to kind of reduce some performance overhead as well. Right, so this is the deck flow, and then now just jump into the environment. Now if you recall, this is what we saw, right? We saw this particular hands-on lab user ID credentials and password. Now once you click on the open your connection file, it'll open up this whole environment to you. Basically, this is an Azure VM with all the client tools and the labs running right there. And what you see on the screen, the first thing you would see is basically the labs, right? So as the application has all these different services attached to it, we host both Experience 3 and 4 together. All right, so now what we're going to do here is we're going to go and launch the lab. It's very simple. As soon as you launch the lab, it tells you about what are we trying to do with this application, what the scenario is, what the challenges are, and how we're going to solve it, right? So then it'll ask you to also update the web config file, because we want to compile the app locally, add the features, and then just go and see how the application evolves into more of a SaaS-centric application. Now, what I've done here already is I've copied this data sources. So basically, it gives you all the instructions end-to-end, go here, do that. And we have actually gone to source AdventureWorks Spike's web directory and updated our app settings.json file with all of these sources. Now, you can see that here. So it'll ask you to kind of update all of these here right away. And then once you have done that, you save this file, and you're pretty much good to go. Then what you do is we go back to the Visual Studio, log on with the credentials we have provided to you from Azure, and then we just kind of build the project. So I've already built the project. This is kind of optional, but you know that the source code is available to you, so you can actually play with the source code. On top of that, I just want to recall and highlight that this whole source code, though it's kind of based on an immersion platform and it's integrated into the platform, I should say, but we have also taken effort to create a GitHub repo where you can find the same source code and you can still play with the Azure Data Services. It just has end-to-end information of how to deploy this application to bring in Azure Data Services to build this modern generation applications together. Okay, now, once this is all done, right, I just want to show you the experience of the lab. So once you have added all these configuration file updates, you just kind of click on Start the Lab, and what it does, it just pushes the lab to the right-hand side and gives you a playground to play with. Now, you could see here, the first thing it will ask you, go to Azure Portal. So you kind of click on that, and it'll open up the Azure Portal right here and show you that all the resources. Now, each student gets his own resource ID, or resource group, I should say, and then within the resource group, you have all the resources deployed for this particular application and experience. You just kind of go through the lab end-to-end, right? So you click on each step that now you're here, then in the resource group, we're already in the resource group. And then what it says is go to the web end application store. So let's go and click on that. Once you click on that, it will take you to the application service. And then from there, we're going to browse the application and add that password and username. And we can see that application right here. So basically, this is the pre-deployed or already kind of the end state of the application, but you would be creating the application as we go using the Visual Studio environment. So you can compile the app locally. That's exactly what we mean. So let's click on Browse. And then you can just kind of see exactly how it looks like. So you can click on Sign In, Store One, and then we can type in the password. And now I'm in. So I can see all the customer details, you know, orders and invoices, and this is for a specific bike store. Now, if you go back to home, you would see there are different bike stores who are hosting their bike selling applications through the SaaS application platform named AdventureWorks, right? So once you're in here, you can actually see a lot of stuff. You know, different stores take the best deals. This is all coming from, you know, different sources like DocumentDB, just looking at the nearest stores and bringing the data to you. But for this particular session, as we go through the lab, and I'm just kind of going to skip some of it because we have already done most of it here. It's going to go next, and then as I said, this Visual Studio part is optional, yeah, but it just gives you an idea of how that application has been built. Let's go next and just do some one or two specific stuff on the lab itself. So the first thing here is about vertical scaling. What does that mean, right? So I may be running my application on a specific tier of the database. In this scenario, let's go back and check our database tier. So let's go back here, the resource group, and I'm here on the AdventureWorks Bikes Store 1. What you would see is the tier, like those numerous tiers we have in Azure SQL database. Like we have basic, then we have standard, and within standard you have S0, S1, it goes on to some level. Then similarly we have premium tiers, and where we have P11, P15, pretty much there. So you can just go and use the database tier, which is more applicable to your application infrastructure. Okay, now as you can see here, currently I'm running on basic DTUs, right? So one of the challenges, if you recall, was all about testing performance of AdventureWorks Spikes and ensuring that if we have multiple tenants, how do we manage that workload? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and run a workload against this particular database. Now, as you could see in the lab, you would see all of this right here available to you, where it will tell you how to go and click on a specific tier, change the tier, and you go through all of that details in general. Now, what we have done here is we have built up an elastic pool load generator. We'll run the load against this particular database and see what the utilization looks like. We currently compute our utilization of Azure SQL Database and DTUs, which is database transaction units. So let's go to source, C drive, I'm already on source. Let's go here. And then we go to resources. And I'm going to go to Elastic Pool Load Generator. Now, before I run this, basically, we should go and change the config file with the connection string. So everything is provided to you. And as I said, this is unique to the user. So if there are 100 users who are doing this lab, they all will have their 100 different data connection strings. So let's go copy this. And then we're going to go to the config file. I'm going to open that with this default program, more options, and Notepad. And it would see that it says where you have to go and paste it. It's like very self-explanatory. And you can just go and paste this guy here, and we should be pretty much good to go. And once you've done that, you can go and run the exe now. So you're going to go and run this guy, and you would see that now it's started hammering the system or that particular database with a lot of workload. This exactly will happen when you have a season where there's a discount on on bicycles, or there's a heavy season because of festivals, and a lot of transactions will come in and people will start buying stuff. So eventually you would see such workloads on for orders, for sales and whatnot. So let's go back and look into the database itself, right? So you should see when we go here and click on this guy, the resource utilization is currently at 100%. Now, as you could see, that for this particular application at this time of the year, you may have a burst of resource utilization, right? For such problems, this is trivial, right? For such problems, you can easily go and change the vertical tier of the database to something else. Let's do that. And it's all something which we could do online. Now, this operation will take a bit of a moment because you're going to go and make a change to the tier, move it from, let's say, basic to a standard 2, and it's all online. So the application doesn't go down at that moment. It's a background process where we move your tiers from one of the basic to standard internally, and then just let your application reconnect. So let's go back here quickly, and I'm going to go. And this is, again, as I said, this is all part of the lab. So if you see here, it's all highlighted and mentioned. So you just go through this whole process and then change the SKUs based on the need, right? So like here we're saying click S2 standard and move the tier to an S2 to ensure that this application can cater to the needs of the growing customers and orders which are pouring in at the moment. So let's go back and do that. And how do we do it? So once we're here, I can go to a pricing tier. And as you can see, I have a lot of options available to me. I can just click on standard and it's S0. And I could just go a little bit higher on these. And depending on my needs, I can just go and change my tiers. I think S2 would be awesome for me. I need 50 GBs, for my monthly usage. And I'll just go apply. Once this is done, it'll just ask the backend to kind of scale my database from a basic tier to standard S2. Okay, while that's going on, I want to show you how an Elastic Pool looks like and also Elastic Jobs. And then we'll come back to this and just test the application. Given the time frame we have, and it's awesome that you guys go and try this hands-on lab yourself, and you see how the SaaS application, when all these multi-tenant databases are poured into the single pool, uses the resources, right? So let's go back and check something out here, and that's basically the environment we've already built, just to ensure that we can save some time here, right? So you would see once you add all of these databases to a pool, how they look like. All of these databases, as you could see, this is exactly as part of the lab. So once you go through the lab, you'll be doing this. You'll create an Elastic Pool, add all of these 400 or 500 databases you have. In this particular demo, we have only 4. And then you add all of them to the pool and then run the load generator. And you will see how the resource utilization is shared between the databases. If you have 4 databases, one of them is really hammered because of all the sales season and whatnot. The rest of the 3 will share the resources to kind of manage the utilization. Not only saves your cost, but also it gives you a tremendous amount of performance. So as that's going on, we'll go back and check the vertical scaling test in a moment's time. Let me just show you that Elastic Pool, how it looks like. Now, as you can see here, I can play with Elastic Pool. I can increase, decrease based on the usage this databases are going through, right? So if I see that my utilization of GTU is like pretty high, around 400-ish or so, I can always move my needles and then just change the Elastic data pool size. And then also how many databases are allowed, it tells you that, how much money you're gonna spend. It just gives you a prediction of all of that in one single shell. What I've also done here is, and this is the same immersion experience we're talking about, 3 and 4, so the same bike store, similar background. And then you may ask that, okay, fine, now I have so many databases, similar schema, which is a very important feature to manage SaaS databases, is to have common schema across all the databases in a pool. How do I manage, all of those databases in from a single frame? So we created something called as Elastic Jobs. Now, let's say you want to apply or make a change to a column, right? How would you do that? So if you go to Elastic Jobs, you would land up seeing that there are all of these things created for you, and then you would see that the pool is something you can kind of create on top of it. So and the jobs will let you run all the queries against the databases in the pool. So let's see if I could just go back to the bike stores. We can click on that. And once you click on the bike stores, which is the Elastic pool, you would land up seeing an option to create a job or manage jobs. Once you click on manage jobs, it'll ask you for your admin credentials and password. And you could see that I've already run some of them in the past, one of them from today. So when I go and click on this, you would see that I'm running a script, and the script is all about altering a table named db.customers, and I'm adding a gender column to it, which is varchar, right? And then if you look at it here, all of these have been completed, and I'm just kind of rerunning this job against all the databases. Now here, there are three, so it's running against all the three different tenants, but if there's more to it, you would see more databases are pretty much executing the same query against the database in the pool. Few more quick informations, as I was talking about, that this is an intelligent database, and when you're working with SaaS workloads, it's very important that you get database performance insights. So if you click on your database performance insights, it can tell you what index recommendations you should go and build and kind of go and apply it. And then you could see that here are the performance insights we have in terms of the workloads we are creating, right? So we have built this whole telemetry on the back end for you, which is kind of recommending this to the engine that you should create an index or drop an index and whatnot, right? So here is what it looks like. You can apply the index, you can view the script. And as I said, you can easily take this script and apply it across all the databases in a pool with the help of an Elastic database job, right? That's just one aspect. The second aspect is, again, you could go into a database server and it'll tell you whether you should create a pool of, using the resources you have across the databases and put them in an Elastic pool. Now, as you could see, when I click on that, it's just an example. And you would see that it tells me exactly that if I have 26 databases with 200 EDTUs, how much of monthly savings I'm gonna make, right? Now, that should kind of give you some of the thought process around the intelligent DB and how you manage SaaS workloads in the cloud. Let me just go back and before we finish, ensure that if it's already been scaled, I think the scaling was still in progress. Let's just cross-check if it's done, and we'll just kind of finish the session on a note if it's already been done, and we'll run the workload generator against it and see how that utilization looks like. Let's go back and cross-check. And here you go. I think it's already moved to standard, so let's go and run that guy again. So we're gonna go and stop it. Come back here to this utilization metrics. And I'm going to go and run this guy here. So let's see what this workload looks like. It has certainly dropped. It's going to go and pick up in a moment's time. So while you go through the lab, you would see all of that showing up in details, right? When you do the vertical scaling or you bring in Elastic pools, I would highly encourage that you go and book certain sessions and go through these labs. It'll give a great amount of insight into the Azure data services without any friction of using subscriptions, which is either owned or you haven't bought, right? Or the free subscription, which is provided to you at certain cost. It just kind of reduces all that friction, and you can just go ahead and try these labs and learn more about Azure. Now, before we end the session, I just want to kind of give you guys a quick call to action so that you can go and access these resources. So you could book the lab, as I said, Microsoft.com/hands-on labs. And then we have a track for cloud application development, part of which all these labs are hosted, all the four experiences. And as I said, the source code for both the applications, AdventureWorks Bikes and Elastic, the Expenses app is all available to you in the Dev Immersion Data GitHub repo hosted out of Microsoft. Revisit our build sessions on Channel 9 and also keep learning at Microsoft Virtual Academy. Thanks so much for watching this session. Have a good day.